This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. We acknowledge the Kaurna people as the original custodians of the land and pay our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
A good hack is to actually ask a restaurant or like somewhere where you like shopping if they have uni discounts.
Oh.
So apparently Glissons had it for a while and I asked it like last year and they said they had a discount. So happy.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Hello and welcome back to Take Note. You are joining us today from episode 5. I can't believe it. This year is literally flying. Take Note is the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day that you start your degree to the day that you graduate. We're your hosts. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Megan. Today, we have a very exciting episode where we are joined by 3 student correspondents.
Yes.
Last week, we sent out an application form on Student News for you guys to join our podcast and host your very own episode. We met up with some of you and we had the best time getting to know all of you, but unfortunately, we could only pick 3. Our student correspondents will have an episode of their own in this podcast throughout the year with a very interesting topic they'd like to share as a student in the University of Adelaide. So let's get to know them.
I'm so excited. You guys are going to love them. So, as we all know, question of the fortnight. It's my favorite part of the episode. Is it yours, Megan?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I feel like Olivia is so creative with it. Most of the time, she comes up with the question of the fortnight. So, let's hear it for this week. This fortnight.
If you could swap degrees today, which degree would you study?
Ooh, mine would be degree in music. Particularly,
oh my God.
I know, specifically in jazz music.
Oh my God. I literally never would have guessed that from you.
I know. Me and Olivia, we study marketing. So, when we had to decide our answer for this question, and she was like, what's your answer so we don't get the same one? And I was like, you're not going to get the same one. Don't worry.
But yeah, there's no way.
I did a bit of music in high school and then I had to compose a jazz piece, which was hell.
Oh my God, jazz, you're so talented.
I just got lucky. I think I just felt, you know, I was in a zone in that semester. But if you guys don't know, jazz is one of the more complicated genres in music because of the tempo and everything and as well as like the chords. But
yeah,
it was really fun to compose and I feel like that's something I could do. But I've lost all the training. I've lost all the creativity. But that's something I would do for a day, just to like, you know, play a bit of piano.
Go back to your room.
Oh, what about you, Olivia?
Well, I'm not sure if mine's very interesting now. I said I would be a nurse for a day.
How come?
Well, first of all my friends did it and I kind of had some FOMO.
Oh no.
I would just love to do like one day of nursing just so I could understand, like, I'm pretty across the terminology now that I've like been friends with them for 3 years and like heard about, Val says it as well in this episode, patient this, patient that, yada, yada, yada. I'm all across it, but I would just love to like really understand what they're going through for a day. I would hate the degree. I just want
to
relate to them for a day.
I know.
Plus, they have the nicest building ever.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Like the HMS building. I just want to study there as well.
My joking? First time in that building, I went in the escalator and it was so quick I thought I was going to fall off.
Yes.
It was
really pretty, though.
It's
literally the nicest building ever.
Yeah.
So if I could go anywhere, it would be over there.
I feel like that'd be really interesting because you literally meet like every kind of person in a hospital.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of them do practicals outside of uni, but you got to be like really patient and like got some really strong like emotional intelligence.
No, literally.
Like I go home and cry. It's too
so
much.
Would I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that'd be really interesting.
And our correspondents answer this question as well. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear what they had to say.
Let's get into it.
Hi, so my name is Valerie. I'm in the Health and Medical Faculty. So I'm studying a Bachelor of Dental Surgery and I'm in my 4th year. I actually really like enjoy listening to podcasts and I used to host one as well called Al Dente for the Dental Student Society.
That was cool.
Very fun.
Yeah, I know. We've got a pro already.
Nothing like you guys. The setup is crazy, like so professional. And I also like playing badminton, tennis, and I've tried picking up hip-hop as well, like
hip-hop
with the uni society.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
So you've like joined a new club and everything this year.
I've been to like a battle and stuff.
Oh my God.
Well.
So that's cool. So cool.
People do way cooler stuff at university than I did.
I know. It's like main character energy.
It's amazing. I just come from clinic and then I put on my like baggy clothes and then like we get on the floor.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Where does the hip hop club even like practice?
It's literally just at the Lady Simon building.
Oh,
like next to the Union House. Like right next to Uni Bar.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Cool. You guys can come try.
Oh my gosh. I don't have any like coordination. I'm so bad at dancing. TikTok dancing I can do. So the renegade maybe.
That's all you need.
Yeah. I have the funniest story about me being bad at dancing. So I did dance my whole way through like primary school, high school. It was like initially run by the school, but then the teacher was like, no, like I'm sick of running it through the school. I'm going to go off and do like my own dance. Like company. So she was like, right, okay, but she was still running it at the school. So like heaps of people kept doing it. I was like, yeah, I'll keep doing it. I'm in year 10. Do you know what a grand jeté is? It's where you do like the leaps across the stage. Like where you see them jump and their like legs are straight. Obviously I can't do that. The whole point is your legs are straight. You're not necessarily in the splits, but you go like up and down like that. Anyway, apparently mine were that bad in the class. Normally we would do one lap in pairs and like that would be that. She'd like look at them and go, yep, looks good. I did mine and apparently they were so bad. I had to do 10 laps by myself with the whole entire class watching.
That is so
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
Oh my God.
So I'm like scarred. So I don't dance anymore.
Oh no, is that
I still dance a little bit. Like I used to go out all the time and I would dance then, so like it's not that bad.
And you said there's like competitions for the dancing hip hop.
It's called a battle. So battle. Like you can do 2v2s or like 1v1.
Did you win?
I made it to top 16 as a beginner, so I was quite proud. But then afterwards I got destroyed, so.
That's okay.
Wow. And it's all freestyle.
Yeah, so you don't get to choreograph anything. Like, it's just on the spot. You don't know what song's playing.
Oh my God, nah.
It's very scary. And everyone's just watching you.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so cool.
It's so good, though. Everyone just, like, has a good time, like, afterwards. Like,
love that.
Oh, that's good. It's a very, like, supportive community then.
Supportive.
Okay, because I'd be so nervous about like dancing, and then if I make like one wrong move, I'm not gonna forget it ever.
Like freestyles, that there's no wrong moves.
Anyways. And just to finish off, you, Valerie, what fictional character would be the best fit for your degree?
When I was thinking about this, the first person who came to mind was Steve from Minecraft.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Like, his look is so funny. So basically, like how we build things, like in the mouth, like fillings and like different restorations, crowns. But meanwhile, you also don't want to kill the patient, like spray them with acid or whatever, like down their throat. So how Steve doesn't want to kill his crops. You also have to be a bit of like a creative person, so in a creative mode in Minecraft, so a bit of that. And if like all goes to shambles, if your patient doesn't want to keep their teeth, just wants a full set of dentures, you just TNT the whole thing, just take everything out.
Perfect. Oh my God, that's so insightful.
That is actually really fair
wait till you hear my answer for who I think should do my degree. Like, it's nothing like that.
Okay. No, I've got a couple of friends in dentistry and they said that it's like 80% art and then 20% like dentistry stuff, whatever that is.
Very hands-on.
Okay. And now, Molly, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm in the SET faculty and I'm doing a Bachelor of Science, Space Science and Astrophysics.
Slay.
Yeah, I'm
love it. That would go straight over my head, but don't say it.
I'm in my second year and some of my passions and interests are I'm a big time reader, fantasy, romance, anything, throw it at me.
Wow.
I just love it. I also love writing. Just today I actually released a website. It was called Space Pieces, where I'm writing anything to do with space and all that. So
Today you released it. Oh my God, you've had a huge day today then.
Yeah. I've been working on that for like months now, so that was a big day today.
And it's your first day as a correspondent, so it's all happening today.
Yeah.
2nd of April.
I know, that's so cool.
What fictional character would be the best fit for your degree?
Something that came to mind was the boy from DreamWorks who's fishing on the moon.
My God.
That's so creative.
How did you even think of that?
Up in space, very space related, but also he's fishing around to understand maths, physics, everything in the degree. That's tough to understand. So
did you have like lots of prerequisites in year 12? Like, did you have to do physics and stuff?
Yeah, I did have physics, specialist math and a methods.
I would melt. I thought I did pretty good. I did methods in year 12 and I was like, slay, I'm so smart. No, that was as far as that got. There was no science. There was no physics.
It's still good though.
I'll take it. I'm gonna do some calculus.
Women in STEM.
Yes.
Women in STEM. Nah, the last time I did science was in high school and the only thing I could talk about was titration. That's it. That's it. That's all I remember, guys. Like,
that's
all you need.
Yeah.
Oh, my least favorite.
Really? It was my favorite.
Same.
Least favorite science.
Oh my gosh, why?
I don't know. I'd rather do biology over Like, I'm not interested in biology either, but I'd rather do that over chemistry. It's,
okay.
Wow. It's so confusing.
Oh.
Nah, it's not that bad. Organic chemistry, apparently it's hard, but it was, like, the easiest one ever. It's just like maths. If you can do maths, organic chemistry is, like, so chill.
Oh, my gosh. Flex.
No. Like, I'm talking year 11 level organic chemistry when they first introduced it. Oh. Let's not get carried away.
No, but that was a really smart one, though. DreamWorks.
Yeah. I'm so impressed. I literally would have said, like, the shark in Jaws. I would have said that for dentistry because, like...
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah, like, look at teeth. That's where I was going with that one.
I thought of Alex Jaws.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Megalodon or whatever.
Yeah, Megalodon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Meg?
Yeah.
When it came out, the amount of times people sent me that movie, like, oh my gosh, it's your movie, just because I'm Megan, but...
Oh!
Don't do that.
We were actually talking about that this morning. You know the TikTok trend that's like, thank God my name's this, so my private story can be called this, or like my username can be this, and Meg was like, Megan was like, what do I do for mine? And like, what did we come up with?
Like, it was like, Megan boys cry. Megan boys, whatever.
Oh.
Like, Megan my way downtown.
That was the best one.
Wow, that's
What was yours again? Olivia.
Oh, yeah. I was like, live it up. Or there's like Olivia, Olafia, Olavia.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that one.
Or like, my private story is called Live, Look, Feel Well, like the Chemist Warehouse slogan.
Oh, my God.
It's love like, it. Live, Look, Feel Well at Chemist Warehouse. But yeah, I don't know. I thought
it was
funny.
An Aussie touch in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get it, but.
Those of you that know, you know. Okay, and Asan, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
My name is Asan. I'm studying Master of Technology, Innovation and Leadership, and this is my first trimester. I arrived here in the first week of Jan this year.
Slay. And what are some of your passions and interests?
I used to play cricket, but I played it in my high school. I was in the national team of under 16.
Oh my gosh.
And then I think life happened and, I didn't play any kind of cricket in my college or uni. I've been playing badminton for a while now.
Wow.
And also,
Is that with, the shuttlecock? Like, the fan?
Yeah. I always wanted to play tennis, but, like, I think it needs a lot of strength, maybe. I don't know. So
yeah,
that's why
strength.
I didn't try.
Yeah. I played it once last month. It was sore for, 3 days.
Dang.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. And I also watch a lot of movies.
Oh, what's your latest recommendation then?
I just watched Flow, the animated movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. Like, it's a new kind of animation that they used in that movie. It's a must-watch movie. It also got an Oscar.
Oh, it got an Oscar.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I guess the next question would be so interesting to you then, because it's fictional characters.
Yeah.
So what fictional character would be the best fit for your degree?
I think it's a very irritating character. It's called the character Alan from The Hangover. He's very unbearable. Like, what he does is, like, he would give you a very stare look if you ask him a question, or like he would do very stupid stuff. I can give one example from last week.
Yeah.
In one of my classes, the teacher asked if anyone wants to add anything to that particular thing that he was teaching, right? So I raised my hand to answer it. But at the same time, I mean, I do it purposefully sometimes. It's so bad. So, I was eating something. So, when he gave me the mic to talk about it, I was like, let me finish it. So, everyone was looking at me. Why did you raise your hand?
Yeah,
then?
Why did you want to talk about eating?
he's very unbearable. So, if he did that, I mean, if he got enrolled in that course, he would do very stupid things.
Mm.
So, but it's funny at the same time, I think.
Yeah. Love that. So we've really just thrown all of you guys in the deep end. You've known each other for some of you all of 35 minutes.
Yeah.
How are you finding your first 35 minutes as student correspondents?
Mm.
Fun. Very different.
Different.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have any friends outside of the different faculties, or is it mostly just in that same faculty?
Mostly for myself, friends in health sciences. All we talk about is patient this, patient that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'd imagine so.
I feel like it was only really in the first year where you could make friends outside your faculty, because that's where you're doing all the beginning subjects where you can pick random ones. Like, I did geology in my first year, and that has nothing to do with my degree, but I made friends from geology. And,
yeah.
But now it's very much just all my friends are just in the set faculty.
All of my solidified friends that have stuck with me throughout my whole degree, I met in first year. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I think I know a lot of friends from different faculties because I came here with a scholarship. So we came here as a group of 35 people and we're studying different degrees, meet each other like every other day. And they're from different, you know, degrees. Like some of them are doing counseling. Some of them are doing AI. And even there are people from education. So different people from different degrees.
Yeah.
So I'd say like, I have some people who are studying different degrees here. Yeah.
Love that. I guess we should circle back. We've left you hanging. So, and for those of you that didn't know, Megan and I did the same degree, Bachelor of Commerce, majoring in marketing, and I was also majoring in finance. So what fictional character did you say would be the best fit for our degree?
What I came up with, first thought, was Barbie, but then
Slay.
Again...
Barbie I does, love Barbie.
I know. You are a Barbie, though, in my opinion, but I feel like she does everything. She's basically what we all study. But then, to narrow down, and more specifically, I chose Iron Man, because I thought like he was more of like a... If he came up with a plan for the Avengers, they all kind of just follow it. I know, like, Captain America was more of, like, the calling the shots, but at the end of the day, I feel like Iron Man actually had pointers to whatever he wanted to do. And I think that's, like, he's really persuasive, in my opinion, or he can be. Mm. So I think it would be really good in marketing.
Slay.
That's mine. What about yours?
I said Elsa from Frozen.
I thought about Anna for a bit, but how interesting. Go on.
So my thinking was, so I obviously also majored in corporate finance, which was, like, hell, and there's no way that you could, like, it was marketing, like I could pick something fun, but I was like, I need someone that like has a fun side. I feel like Elsa near the end of the movies like comes out to be like super fun and nice, and she was like fun as a kid, but then like you've really got to have like a cold heart and just like no emotion to get through finance because it's just like impossible. Like, excuse me. I thought I was good at maths until I did finance, and then I was like, oh, guess I've got no idea what I'm doing.
Hey, but you got through it. That's what matters.
But I did fail a class, but
it's okay. Me too. But no, I feel like finance students are never beating the numbers allocation, because earlier today we were looking for a student email, and instead of like memorizing the name, she memorized the whole student number. She took one look, 2 seconds, wow, and typed in the whole student ID.
I was like, oh, the name's too hard to remember. We'll just do this. It's 187, whatever.
And she remembers the whole thing. Just one look and then switch tabs, type that title. I was like, what? And she actually found it.
And like, we have branding on the Instagram account. So we've got like hex codes for all of the colors.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like on CapCut and I was like, oh yeah, we just need to make this the red. And I just like typed in the hex code. She was like, do you know the hex code? I was like, yeah, of course I do.
Very impressive.
Well, there we go. That wraps up our little group interview segment. And now we're going to interview you all one-on-one.
All right, well, let's start with Val. Why did you want to be a student correspondent?
So, like we said, I used to run the podcast for the Dental Student Society. So it's called Al Dente, like
so
the pasta.
Yeah,
it's so cringe. Like sometimes when I'm eating pasta, I'm like, oh, this is Al Dente, guys. And they're like, oh, of course you're describing like that, Val. So I'm a bit of a yapper, like especially with patients. We always overrun because we end up talking about so much. Like I remember my patient last Friday p.m., literally Friday afternoon. I'm sure my supervisor wanted to go home to see his family or whatever. But I was just there at Noarlunga. This is like,
oh my God,
so far from the city. Like all of us are ready to go home. But I was just yapping away with my patient because he was telling me about how he wanted to like overthrow the government.
Oh yeah.
And then he was telling me how like 30 years ago it would have happened. But like they just didn't end up doing it. Yeah.
How interesting. Okay.
I wanted him to keep on going. But the supervisor was like, are you done with the x-ray yet? So yeah, would love to be on a podcast again. And because last year I did all of like the production, like I told you guys. And like, I feel like that's kind of what makes you dislike the process of doing a podcast. So just being on it and yapping is really amazing. So yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Aww. No problem. No, happy to have you here.
As soon as we saw on the application, like I'm a yapper. I'm like, she's one of us. Easy.
Yeah. Guilty.
We literally put that in the like thing, have a professional yap.
Yeah.
That's what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Mom's like, what did you do at work today? I'm like, oh, you know, just had a yap, filmed some content. She's like, what, that's it? I'm like, I was busy. Like,
yeah. No, but you multitask very well though. Like you be working, because I can't multitask for the life of me. She'll be typing and she'll be like editing and she's like making small talk with everyone in the office. I'm like, ma'am.
That's a skill. Yeah,
I also have my headphones in as well.
Yeah. She has an AirPod in and then she's like also doing her work and then she's making small talk.
My latest obsession is listening to Mel Robbins. Yeah. Like the podcast, so I have Mel Robbins in one ear. Sometimes I have Mel Robbins in one ear and the video I'm editing in the other.
Wow.
that does get a bit hard. I can only do that when it's like a music type video.
Okay.
But yeah, love it.
What a multitasker. Yeah. She was flying through the to-do list today and she was like, you know what? I'm going to try something new. Went on TikTok, look at this trend. It was like, every girl should be able to do 11 push-ups. Gets down on the floor, does 11 push-ups, and then gets back to work.
I was feeling kind of like in a rut. Like I took my lunch break. I like just wanted some TikTok doom scrolling time. I'm sure we can overlay. So I was like, oh, whatever. I'll just have a doom scroll for my lunch break. I like didn't leave my desk. And then I was like, oh, I'm a bit restless. So whatever. I don't know if you've seen it, the Mel Robbins push-up challenge. You're supposed to be able to do 11 push-ups, not on your knees. I was like, oh, Megan, like, film me. Let's see if I can do it. It was struggle straight. Like, my face was bright red afterwards, but yeah, it's okay.
No, but anyways, perfect addition to the student correspondence team. We're going to do a quick, like, rapid-fire round where we ask you some quick questions to keep things light. But let's start off with the first question. Favorite study spot on campus?
So I'm in my fourth year, so I've been to, like, pretty much every single study spot there is. And I would say the best study spot, please don't share this with too many people, but I go for the areas with the nicest toilets.
Love that.
Fair.
Because the hub, I don't know if you guys have been to level 4, level 3. Yeah, like
me and my friend used to study on level 3 of the hub, and we would go to those toilets that are in the lockers where there's only two cubicles. They are so bad. They're like flooded every 3 days. Oh. The sinks, like, nah, it's actually gross. I can't even. So where does have the nicest toilets then?
I'm going to gatekeep that, actually.
So we're skipping that question.
Exactly. Pass.
And then the next one we have is coffee or tea.
Neither. Matcha milk foam.
I love that.
Every time a friend goes to Japan, I'm like, you know what you're going to get from me, right? And they're like, yes.
There's a matcha shortage now.
Yeah, it's I went to the new cafe Yukido on Hainle Street because that's close to where we have the dental hospital.
Yeah.
And when I'm like running low on energy, I just go there for like a matcha. And oh, I was going to get hojicha. And they said that the hojicha was sold out because they just ran out in Japan, like in general. Like the farms are just...
Matcha's become too popular. Yeah. They can't make it fast enough.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's so crazy. I really like Yukido's matcha though. And they're, is it onigiris?
Yeah.
They're really
but
good.
It do be like $20 off to get matcha and like a little rice bowl. So.
I know. But no, I feel like the matcha's a bit too sweet. But I heard it's because they added white chocolate to it. Did you know that?
Do they? Wow. Because the owner actually came over to me and my friend while we were eating that, like for feedback for the matcha.
Yeah.
And I told her like all the criticisms. And she's like, wow, okay.
Oh, what'd you say?
We got the strawberry one as well, so I told her it was a bit overpowering.
The strawberry. Yeah.
But I was like, oh, the umami's pretty good. It's getting there.
It's passing.
No, as soon as I saw, like, because I wrote the rapid fire round questions, and I saw coffee or tea, I'm like, do I even... I feel like I'd pick matcha anyway, but cool, I'll just keep it there. Anyways, next one, best uni life hack.
Yeah, so we were just talking about this outside, and as a very broke student who has no time to take like that many part-time jobs and shifts, I would say a good hack is to actually ask a restaurant or like somewhere where you like shopping if they have uni discounts.
Oh.
So apparently Glissons had it for a while, and I asked it like last year, and they said they had a discount, so happy.
You show your student ID?
Yeah, so it's with, do you guys know Student Beans?
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. It's like uni days, right?
Yeah, like uni days. But it's like a more like low-key one, and they had a Glissons discount. Yeah, when I got my 10% off, I was like, beautiful. Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's literally free money.
Yeah.
Basically,
that's basically free.
Yeah. Do more shopping.
Oh my gosh. I agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a really good hack, actually. Anyways, next one. What is your dream job?
So the timing of this is funny, because literally last night, I finished placement at like 5, and then my friend was like, oh... she's a food blogger. She was like, oh, this Korean place in Arndale, like, asked us to, like, try out their new food. And
for
then
free?
I was like, say less. I pulled up, like, picked her up and went to Arndale to have food. So, like, for free, yeah. The food wasn't that great, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to say which restaurant it was. Okay. But, like, can't say no to free food.
It was free.
Yeah.
So, because your friend's a blogger, you got it for
food
free.
Food blogger, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, my dream job would be being a full-time food blogger. Because you just get paid just get to eat food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to your manager's sister, like, to your manager about her sister.
Oops, sorry.
And she got invited to the Yo Bar opening in Glenelg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's, like, a TikToker. They were like, yeah, we'd love for you to come. Are you joking me? I live off Yochi. If I could get free Yoba, I could jump ship.
Okay, oh but which gosh. One's better, though?
I personally like Yochi more. Might be controversial. The texture.
I haven't tried Yoba yet.
Though, look, Yoba has a Biscoff tap, so you can get liquid Biscoff on the top of it. That's a really big selling point for me.
100%.
But Yochi's actual frozen yogurt is better. But yeah. Yoba has better toppings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yoba kind of, like, disintegrates, other than the acai one. Like, ooh. Everything else is a bit, like, mushy, and it melts, like, within 10 minutes.
You have to eat, like, super quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a slow eater, so I can't do
but
that.
But the acai was really good. I had it the other way.
Yeah. Okay. But Yoshi always has a soft spot.
Oh, my gosh. Yoshi. We were giving out, because I take over the well-being account, Instagram account, and we did a Yoshi giveaway, and the amount of girls that ran into the comment section, like, we need to do more Yoshi giveaways because I need to help other girlies.
Yeah.
So valid. I remember 2 years ago, I helped to host this charity event. So it was called The Amazing Raise.
Yeah.
And basically, like, it was with this charity called Insight, and we do, like, trips to Cambodia for, like, health outreach. And I was in charge of, like, the Yoshi stall. So we gave all the contestants, like, a hit, like, oh, where do you go late at night for dessert? And it's still open till like, 10 p.m. They had to find out where it was, and it was Yochi. So they came to Yochi, and then the challenge was to fill the Yochi cup to 100 grams. And if you're, like, not at 100 grams, you have to do, like, push-ups and stuff to get past the kind of, like, challenge. So, like, there was this guy who came in. He was like, oh, I don't know how much 100 is. So he just filled it to 300 grams. And then he was like, oh, no, how terrible. I'll just do more push-ups and eat more yogurt.
Oh, what a win. If you can do push-up, what a win. I can't do it, so I would have just died there. But how cool.
Yeah.
And then final question. Every week we do a question of the fortnight. It's the highlight of our episodes. This week it is, if you could swap degrees for a day, what degree would you study?
I was actually thinking about this because I'm not sure about you guys, but like the degree I'm studying is kind of like high school. Like you literally see everyone in your degree every single day, whether it's in class, sim clinic or clinic. So I was trying to think of a degree where you would talk to like a whole bunch of different people outside of your degree. And I recently had a dinner with a friend who's doing computer science. So like he's working at PwC for an internship. And he was telling me about how like you meet all sorts of people like in your firm. So it would be really exciting to do like a degree, like a corporate girly type of degree.
Yes.
Like, the bits, the corporate girly fits.
I can finally wear like a skirt, like a set of long pants to every single clinic session.
Oh.
And my friend's like internship place has like an in-house barista, which is so exciting. Like yeah. I cannot imagine having one in my clinic in the future. So
I love being a corporate girly.
Honestly, I need to come up with more fits. I'm losing it, but
yeah.
I love the whole outfit planning part of my day. Yeah. Other than that, you know.
And you can do your nails as well.
Exactly.
I have not had nail polish for 4 years.
Mine are a bit ratchet, but
stop. But you got your lashes done. Still
sway. Yeah, because this is the only thing you can see. Yeah. You wear your mask and everything. I don't even need makeup. Just the lashes.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. You've got it all figured out. Okay, so Molly, you're up. Why did you want to be a student correspondent?
Well, I'm very interested in space communications. That's what I'm working towards with my degree. So I thought it would be the perfect way to put out some feelers and get better in interviewing and speaking in general. And I thought it would just be fun to have a yap session every week or so.
Yes.
I just thought it'd be something fun to be a part of where you can meet some people and form some connections.
It's literally perfect. Like when we saw your application, we were like, oh. We were like, she literally is doing space, but she wants to be like a marketing girl.
Yeah, it was literally what that. We study. So perfect. You said you did a bit of like writing as well outside of uni.
Yes. Yeah. It's a space blog pretty much.
Oh my God, fun. I'm going to have to check it out. You're going to have to like, oh yeah, spell it out. What, like tell everyone.
I have a business card in my wallet.
Oh my God. Yes.
I started it when I did my internship. One of my projects was writing an article for the company. And with that, I kind of was like, oh, I really, really liked that. And then, because before that, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my degree. And I was very close to not continuing it.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, that's exactly what I want to do. I loved the media. I've always loved writing, but I just wanted to keep the space. So it was like, mush it together.
Perfect. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of TikTokers out there now sharing about what's it like being a space, like working in NASA, people leaking what it's like to be in NASA, stuff like that. That'd be really cool. But I feel like you could transform your blog into something like that on TikTok.
Yeah.
It'd be very interesting.
I can just foresee Molly's TikTok era coming to life.
Get ready with me as an astrophysicist.
No, literally. It's like, what am I going to say? Get ready with me to go on a podcast? Like,
I mean, yeah, I'd watch that.
The marketing fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
if
gosh,
we
yeah.
had cute mirrors, if I knew where the clean bathrooms were, I could go take a mirror selfie in the cute
Val.
Yeah, yeah. It.
Still hidden.
And then I could make a TikTok with all my cute outfits. Yeah.
Outfit checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so valid, though. I feel like every time I tell one person about my study spot, everyone goes there, and it's no longer my study place. Yeah.
And there's a lot of high schoolers who come in as well.
Oh, so rude.
So rude. Wait till it's your turn. It's my turn right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We'll jump straight into the rapid fire round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll start with your favorite study spot on a campus.
There's a quiet zone just through the Barsmith Library. You have to zigzag a little to find it. And I might be exposing one of your secret bathroom spots, but there's a pretty nice bathroom down there.
Slay.
You can stop there.
And would you prefer coffee or tea?
Tea all the way.
Oh, what's your favorite tea?
So it's like the T2 teas, so they're all kind of random, but it's like it's called Breathe Easy.
Okay.
It's like a green tea, but it's mixed with a few other things.
Can never go wrong with T2. I have
my mum's obsessed with Relax, I want to say.
Yeah, that's one. I think that's one.
Yeah, I used to love Tommy Tea when I was like 12.
Oh, I've smelt that. It
yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Well, there was like some fruit one that was really good as well.
I'm not a fruit
tea. Fair enough. It had to be iced, that one. Like it's more of like a
cold.
Yeah.
You know that trend that's like, if I win the lottery, I want 21, but there will be signs? Mine would be a wall of T2 collection.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mine would T2. Be just Kukai clothing everywhere.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Next one is best uni life hack.
Come in early, get out early. If you want the good spots and you want to get your stuff done, come in early.
I agree.
It sucks. It definitely sucks the first few times, but I come in at like 6 o'clock and then I get to go by 3.
I was going to say I come in at 8 and I left, like when I was studying, my mum works in Sydney and she starts at 8. So I would always come to uni at 8 o'clock. I'd get a lift with her. And I was like, Slay, I'm like the first one here. There'd be like 10 people. I was like, I'm so early, but you're literally getting here at 6.
Yeah. It's not great though, but sorry.
So is the sun even up by then?
It's like rising. It's like a nice sunrise.
Oh, oh my God.
Like, it's not great because some of the study areas aren't open until 8 or 9.
I feel like when I wake up earlier, I'm more productive in that whole day.
Same.
I used to live really near uni, like 2 minutes walk. So I would get here after dinner and have the whole place to myself because everyone's gone home by then. But how cool. And what would be your dream job?
I feel like you touched on this a bit already, but...
Already the space communications, the blogging. I think that would be amazing. Traveling, going to conferences, just writing.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
I can see the vision.
I know, right? Again, corporate girly fits.
Love to see it.
And then for our question of the fortnight, if you could swap degrees for a day, which degree would you study?
A Bachelor of Animal Science, Behavioral Science.
Wow.
When I was younger, I wanted to be a zookeeper. And I still wish I wanted
just
to be a
zookeeper. Just a little part of you.
It's in my heart.
Because
I just love animals and I think it'd be so fun. But like a day where they're going on an excursion.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do anything else.
Oh, imagine so it's just like a day of
one
lectures.
Of the days yeah. somewhere.
I don't actually want to do the classes. I just want to go to the zoo with you.
Yeah. Actually, just free zoo trip. That's it.
Thank you so much. I'll go back to astrophysics.
I had a friend that did psychology and they went to the zoo to study like animal behavior, but they had to pay $45 to get in.
Even though it was with the study.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
So, not very good.
For my 21st last year, my boyfriend's parents got me the meerkat experience at the zoo, and I'm doing it in a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's such a good
You, like, get to go in the meerkat's cage. They, like, run all over you. It's, like, zoo entry. I'm so excited.
I did the capybara one at Gorge Wildlife. So cute.
Yes, that's so fun.
I made them little bamboo and everything.
Aww.
My sister's studying like a vet degree, and she was telling me how for, like, one of their pracs, they have to, like, collect cow poop or something.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
She was like, she loves animals as well, but she was like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go on.
Nope.
But you never know your degrees, though. I remember going to marketing, thinking like, oh yeah, no science, no maths, and we did like programming or something.
Yeah.
For one semester.
It was like a coding class. Like,
yeah.
There's no escaping it.
And they're like business maths, at least. That's practically maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good timing to chime in, Asan, because now it's your turn. Why did you want to be a student correspondent?
Number one thing is that I want to share my experience as an international student here. It's pretty different from the Aussies, I'd say, because when we come here for like, and I'm doing my master's, so it's for 2 years, and we stay here for a certain time, and it's a completely different country and different culture, and we get a lot of cultural shocks. But it's funny to me, like, rather than taking them seriously and you know, complaining about them, I mostly take the experience as fun experience. Mm. And that's what I also like to share with others. So that's why I wanted to be a student correspondent.
Aw, how
that's
nice.
So cute.
That's really positive. I feel like coming in to a completely new country with a very different culture can be really scary. So that's really good.
I didn't say it's scary because like it teaches you a lot of things, because for a lot of international students, it's their first time living apart from their family. Yeah. So like when they go to a new country, only then they have to learn cooking. They have to do their dishes. They have to clean in their house. And they have to learn a lot about how to live alone. Mm. So this thing, I mean, this experience is very important, I'd say.
Yeah, how good.
Love it.
And now we'll jump straight into the rapid fire round. Where is your favorite study spot on campus?
In the whole 3 weeks that you've been here.
The maths lawn. I really like that place because it has that natural vibe. Mm. And also like it's not quite noisy. Mm. So I think I like to sit there and do my stuff on my laptop. And yeah, I think that's a very good spot. Though I also spend a lot of time in the Barsmith Library, but I still prefer Maths Lawn.
Mm. Yeah, that's
cool. I studied in the Maths Lawns once, and I like being in the sun because it was nice and cool that day.
Yeah.
And I could just see everyone as the sun was like moving and the shade was moving. People were just like, the people in the shade just stayed in the shade. Yeah. People in the sun stayed in the sun, and it just switches.
Yeah.
It was really cute though.
And then the second one, are you a coffee or a tea drinker?
Always prefer coffee, and I personally like flat white.
And what is your best uni life hack again in the first 5 weeks here?
Yeah, I think what she said, like I'd say exactly the opposite thing. So my advice to the international students particularly would be stay in the campus as much as you can, rather than staying here only for the classes, because what I have noticed is that a lot of my friends, they don't, come to the uni if they don't have any class or like if they don't have any appointments or anything. But I'd say like the uni has a lot to offer. You only get to know them when you were at the uni. So like I start my day, I mean, in the morning, I come to the uni even if I don't have class. And like it helps me studying better. And also, like, enjoying the campus life.
Yeah, I love it. And what is your dream job?
I worked for 7 years before starting my master's here. Now I want to start my own business when I go back to my country. And I want to be an entrepreneur. And it's basically, I have a business model in my mind that I tested out when I go back. It's a training academy that I'm planning to establish.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like miles ahead of all of us.
Yeah. Not really.
And finally, our question of the fortnight. If you could swap degrees for a day, what degree would you study?
That's an interesting one, because you guys were talking about, science and chemistry and biology and whatnot. I never studied science in my life. I mean, not in my high school.
Yeah.
Like, apart from like basic maths, I didn't have any subjects related to like biology or chemistry. But I always wanted to be a doctor. But like I didn't get a chance to, study that, because like my sisters, they wanted me to study commerce. So
my God.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Commerce slay.
I still have that thing in me, like, how it would have been if I were a doctor. So if I could get a chance, I mean, if I could go back in time, I'd probably study medical, maybe. Yeah.
Oh my God, everyone has such different jobs that they would swap into for a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, thanks so much, guys. It was lovely having you on our first episode together. How'd we all find it?
I really love the questions. These are very intriguing questions.
Yeah. So. I'm really excited to see what you guys have planned next semester as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Because with all the different backgrounds, you got to have really interesting episodes.
Yeah. Some background. Every single one of these people, Valerie, Molly and Asana, are all going to formulate their own episode in the second half of the season. So stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
And that's all we had time for. That was so fun. I'm so excited that we finally got to meet all of them. They are the best. I think yes. We picked out some really good student correspondents for the year.
You guys are seriously going to love them.
Yeah.
I feel like I say this every week, but that might be one of my favorite episodes we've ever recorded.
But thank you so much for listening in today's episode of Take Note. If you enjoyed the show, then please follow us on Spotify so that other students can find us too.
As always, head over to the Instagram and you can follow us at UOA.oncampus. I always love hearing from you guys. Comment on some of my videos as well. The comments looking a bit dry these days.
I know. Guys, don't be shy. We love the comments. We love to reply. Talk to us.
And feel free to send us a DM as well with any thoughts you have on the show. We always love hearing what you think.
See you next fortnight.
Take note.
This is a UOA on campus production.